Well, good afternoon, everyone out there in K-Goat land. This is Lori Buckle coming to you from our beloved local radio station, KYGT, 102.7 and 109.3, streaming worldwide on clearcreekradio.com. This is the What's Upstream show. Today, my guest is one of our own. One of our disc jockeys here, Jim Macy, is on with me. And we will get started here in just a minute. I do have a couple of PSAs to read. This month, K-Goat marks its 31st year. Please consider making a contribution to help us stay on the air. Click on the Donate Now button at the top of our website, clearcreekradio.com. You can make a one-time gift or set up a regular payment of any amount. Clear Creek Radio, Inc. is an exempt 501c3 charitable organization. Your gift will be tax deductible. Keep listening and help us keep community radio alive and well in Clear Creek County. Thank you so much. I also would like to announce that we are at the beginning of our midterm election season. And the election season begins locally. Jim was just reminding me that, you know, all politics are local and go on from there. The Clear Creek Democrats are holding our election year caucus and assembly on March 7th from 10 to 4 p.m. at the new Carlson Elementary School. Come meet the Democratic candidates. Registered Democrats will vote for preferences. Congressman Joe Neguse will be our guest. For more information and registration, please go to our website, Clear Creek, Colorado. DemocraticParty.org. All righty, well, let's get started with today's show with Jim Macy. Hello, Jim.
Lori, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
I need to make sure you have a mic.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Lori, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I do listen to your show, and now I'm on it. It's exciting. Thank you.
Well, it's just, it's fun. You know, we have a bunch of disc jockeys, local people who come on and do a program, but we may not know a whole lot about who these wonderful people are getting paid the big bucks to come and do that. Yuck. So
yeah.
Even though we're asking you to support the station, it's not to pay. We're a volunteer-driven operation here, so and pleased to be here. But so, Jim, let's start with a little bit of background. So, you live in Clear Creek County, and you've been here for how long?
I've moved here in 2019. I bought a house in Dumont. I've been working in the mountains though since 1995. Though I work in the casinos, So I lived in Golden for about 19 years, and I would just commute up the hill. And it's like, why not move up here? So looked for a house. I looked in Gilpin County. I looked in Clear Creek County. And Clear Creek County just seemed to be the place I wanted to move and stay. Yeah, I love it up here.
Terrific. Yeah. And, I suppose that decision to commute to the casinos also was made a little bit easier when they put in the new road.
The parkway?
The parkway.
Oh, gosh, yeah. That's definitely cut off at least half an hour or 20, 25 minutes of driving.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a nice road.
Oh, it's beautiful. The view is beautiful. I love it. I take that every day to work, so yeah. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So that's kind of, you were familiar with this mountain community and then found a house and moved up here.
Yeah, I live in Dumont, actually in Lawson. I mean, I call it the Tri-Cities. It's Dumont, Lawson, and Downeyville, the Tri-Cities. I actually live in Lawson, and I live there with my my three dogs and my cat.
Oh.
Yeah, we got our own little family.
Living large.
Living large. I just have my little dog just had surgery a couple weeks ago, so I've been kind of watching him and making sure he's doing okay. He's call him Conehead. You know, he's got to wear the cone for 2 weeks. Little Chihuahua. It's my little buddy, you know. 14 years old. He's my little buddy. So,
yeah.
What can I say?
Oh, we love our dogs.
Oh,
I have one that I love too. So, yeah. So, working in the casinos.
I've
done that for lots of years.
Yeah. 32 years.
Yeah. What do you do in the casinos?
I'm a casino manager at Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Gotcha.
I always mention them on my show. I mean, they always listen, so they're one of my shout-outs I do every time on my show because they do tune in to hear me. So then they critique my show. Hey, I liked your show. I didn't like it. That was a terrible song you played, whatever. But probably my biggest critic would be my cousin Rick. Not my critic, but he's my critic and my biggest fan.
Oh.
Yeah, he critiques my show all the time. You know, he'll always after the show, hey, I liked your show today. I liked the way you did this. Or, hey, try this next time. So I know he's out there listening right now. Hey, Rick in Meadow Creek, what's up, buddy? Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, man.
So I hope your fans are listening to you. Now be interviewed on the radio and not be the one sitting in this chair.
Well, I've definitely promoted your show enough on my show to tell, hey, everybody tune in. You know, I call it, you'll hear Jim Macy Unplugged. You'll find out what I'm about. You know, if you want to know who I am, you know, other behind the show, Lori, ask me any question you want. I'm an open book.
All right. Well, we'll talk about your show in a minute. But, yeah, share. You're an interesting guy, Jim. Share more about kind of yourself.
Okay. Well, like I said, this is Jim Unplugged. I'm a liberal. I don't know if you can tell that from my show. I try to be pretty neutral on my show. But there is a lot of times I do a kind of little bit of left-leaning. I remember on one of my shows, I remember specifically saying the Gulf of Mexico, because I can't do the other. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just can't do the other. It's the Gulf of Mexico, and it's the way it's going to be. Like I said, I'm kind of left-leaning. I also kind of throw a little bit of my faith into the shows, too. I went to parochial schools my entire life, so I do kind of throw in a little bit of religion. I don't try to be overbearing on it, but I do try to throw in a little bit of morals and a little bit of religion in there sometimes too, and some of the songs and some of the things I say.
Yeah, and I think one of the wonderful things about community radio is that certainly there are rules that the broadcasting world, you know, requires of us, but you know, we are free to come on the show, do a show, and really express kind of a lot of our thoughts as long as it's done respectfully. And community radio really gives us that opportunity.
I love it. I wish I would have done this 30 years ago. This is I plan on doing this as long as I can. This is a blast. It's an absolute blast to what is getting reviews. I like, you know, people out there listening, hey, I liked your show today. I have strangers come up to me that listen to my show in the casino. They'll come up to me, say, hey, I heard you today on the radio. I really liked your songs. And it's like, oh gosh, you know.
So that's so cool. Sasquatch plays your show?
Absolutely. They play
How
it, yeah.
How wonderful.
They might be playing this too, because I told my mom today. So maybe hey Sasquatch, if you're out there listening, guys. Hey guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do. They play it all the time.
So. We're always interested in knowing who's out there listening to us. And I've always thought that when our guests come on, how great it would be to promote community radio and their being on community radio and playing it at their workplace or the rec center or places in the community. And I wish we could get more of that going on. You're a good example of that, Jim.
Well, thank you. I do try. I do ask anybody if they're if they're happening to be listening to my show at work, you know, to call in and I'll give them a plug. You know, I like to plug small businesses. That's what this community is all about, is small businesses. They're our friends, they're our neighbors, and we have to support them.
Exactly.
You know, why go to a big box store when you can go to Ace here in Idaho Springs?
Exactly.
Or, you know, auto parts, whatever. Let's do it locally, guys. Let's keep the money in Clear Creek County and let's shop small businesses before we go to the big box stores. Sometimes we have to do that, but when we can, let's shop locally.
Yeah, you really, in many ways, support this community. So thanks so much, Jim.
As I've gotten older, I've become more community-minded. And that's, I don't know if that comes with age or whatever, but I try to be all about Clear Creek County. I'm also big on Gilpin County, too, because I worked there for so many years. So I do try to promote Gilpin County as well as Clear Creek County. It's the mountain communities. We're all family up here. Yeah. Everybody up here is cool. I've never met anybody I didn't like up here.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
It does. Everybody's helpful and friendly up here.
Yeah, and it matters a great deal because both Gilpin and Clear Creek, until fairly recently, have been kind of off the beaten track. People would get on I-70 and speed up to Summit County and beyond, often not really exploring Clear Creek and Gilpin. We may be seeing the beginning of the problem of having now needing to manage our tourists more. And I know there are people that we've had on this show who are really working hard to do that. But, you know, these are small little mountain communities. Revenues are tough, collecting our taxes enough to pay for the costs of a community right along I-70 with the requirements of our emergency services and things like that, really a challenge. So I appreciate that you are mindful of needing to invest in our own, in this wonderful place we live in.
We have to. It's a pleasure to live up here in Clear Creek County, up in the mountains. It's God's country. It's wonderful up here. The people are wonderful. The scenery. Every day when I wake up, I look out the window and I see beautiful mountains. I see the mountain goats. I live in Dumont or Lawson. I'm half a mile from the mountain goats. I see them all the time during the summer. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I've seen moose, bear. I've had bear in my yard. A bear in your yard. It's cool. It's cool. You live amongst the wildlife. I love it.
You keep the domestic pets inside.
Yes.
And you totally love what you see out through your window.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I have the same experience up York Gulch where I live. So it's wonderful. Well, so Jim's show is called Sidetracks. You're on Tuesdays at noon to two.
Uh-huh.
Interesting program. So tell us a bit about, you know, how you came to kind of have that kind of format for your program.
I talked to Dave Harvey. He's the our station manager, and I told him my interest in wanting to be a DJ. So he hooked me up with Tracy Zillion.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tracy. The reason I do this is because of Tracy. Her love for her show and just her love for doing this is really what got me excited.
She's a zillion back roads,
oh
right, on Saturdays at noon.
Saturday, and she's on Thursdays at noon as well.
When
a
repeats,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys got to listen to her. Her show is great. But she was the one that made me comfortable in the station here. She goes, oh, this is fairly easy to do. This is how you do this. You know, and then you just hit this and you talk, and just her demeanor is what really kind of got me hooked.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 minutes of watching it, it's like, yeah, I want to do this. So I trained for 3 weeks with Tracy, and in the meantime, I was trying to come up with a theme, you know, because Dave's like, you know, what kind of music are you going to play? You know, and kind of got it from Tracy, just themes, different themes each week. Tracy kind of gave me that hint.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been running with it, and I've been doing this for over 2 years, and I'm on show number 107.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations.
107. I try not to miss. I've missed. I got knocked off the air by wind about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The wind knocked me off the air. Another time, I locked my keys in my car, and I didn't have a spare. I called AAA. So I've only missed a couple of shows in 2 years.
Wow, you are a dedicated DJ.
It's fun. I do it because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah. So maybe using yesterday's show as an example, talk to us a little bit about kind of how you put a show together.
A lot of times I have a new girlfriend. I met her through the station, as a matter of fact. I know you're listening, Echo. Hi. Hi, babe. I have to say hi to Echo. I know she's listening.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
Yeah.
And you met her through, so it's a love connection as well.
Exactly.
Community radio, the love connection.
Exactly. What it was, do you remember in August when we had our 30th party downstairs?
I do.
Well,
yeah.
I was at that party, and Echo came, and she introduced herself, and I just always kind of stayed on my mind. And she was a listener, and she would email me, hey, you know, why don't you play this theme or this type of, you know, this group or whatever. And so one day I just said, hey, Echo, I think we have a lot in common. We have like the same music and a lot of the same things, and let's get together and just, you know. And that was in early December, and things are going great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, congratulations.
So yeah, this was kind of a love connection. Absolutely. So another reason I love this station.
For sure. Let's see. I didn't have a chance to listen to your show yesterday. What was your theme yesterday?
Yesterday's theme, I did Days of the Week.
Okay.
Now, you know, I've done all kinds of things, you know, different, colors, songs with colors in it, songs with cities in it, so it's hard to come up with 107 different themes.
Right.
So I try to do a different theme. I do a couple of repeat themes. Every March I do a women's theme, because it's mm-hmm. National Women's Month, so I always do an all-woman show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the singers are women. I it's one of my favorite shows, actually. It's I get a lot of good reviews about that.
Terrific.
So
yeah. And then other repeat shows, so March, you know, dedicated to Women's Month. I bet you with kind of what you were telling me about growing up, going to parochial schools and things like that, you probably do a Christmas show, Christmas-themed show.
I do. I do a Christmas-themed show with rock and roll. It's rock and roll. You know, you're not going to hear your Bing Crosby and all that. I mean, it's going to be Bruce Springsteen. It's going to be other artists, you know. But I always end the show, always end my show, and I always end my Christmas show with the same song and in the same words. It's Donne Nobis Pacem. Now, I got that from my parochial school days.
Meaning?
Meaning, give us peace.
Give us peace.
Yes, give us peace. The way the world is right now, it's a tinderbox right now.
Mm-hmm.
This country is a tinderbox.
Yeah.
Just you say the wrong thing and you may end up in El Salvador. I don't know.
Yeah.
The feds scare me. I'm not going to lie to you. The federal government mm-hmm. scares me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially if you're brown or black.
Oh, my God, yeah, exactly. I'm a white male. I'm whatever you want to call it. I'm a white male. Am I supposed to be a Republican? No, I'm not. I'm not a Republican. I have a conscience. I have a moral upbringing. I'm not saying that Republicans don't. I just see the world a little differently. I see it through different glasses than a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it is, I did come from a real strong Democratic family growing up. Both sides of my family were Democrats. So I did have that growing up. And the parochial schools, I was just, when I was in parochial schools, it was just coming out of Vatican II.
Mm-hmm.
So the church went from a real conservative church to more liberal church.
Mm-hmm.
And my parish in my high school was very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of gave me my roots for being a liberal as well, is my faith and my family.
Well, and don't you think that whatever our politics are, they're informed by our values and beliefs?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, and those are deeply felt and really guide our thinking about what we see around us.
I've always tried to stand for my life for equal justice, for just the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, you know, all men are created equal, all men, all women, all people are created equal. We just don't see that anymore. Like you said, if you're brown or black now, and I really hate to say that, if you're brown or black now, you got to look over, you got to look over your shoulder. Mm-hmm. If you speak Spanish, in the business I'm in, the casino business, we have lots and lots and lots of Hispanic customers. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear probably more Spanish sometimes days than English. And that's fine. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I want to communicate with these people. I don't want them to feel like they're outsiders. I want to feel like they're part of the community, mm-hmm. that I understand them, and I want to communicate with them. So, you know, I try to use a little Spanish I know when I can. So it's, you know, this is America. We're all created equal. Let's respect each other. No matter what language we speak, it doesn't matter what language we speak. It's respect for one another.
Respect for one another and equal rights under the laws,
yes.
of this country.
Yes.
And I think that is why many of us are very concerned, because, you know, gone seems to be, you know, the judicial system that we're used to having in this country.
Is gone. It's gone.
And very concerning to many of us.
Man.
Yeah. Yep. So so your show yesterday, Days of the Week,
mm-hmm.
So how did you go about putting that show together?
Well, I rely a lot on Echo, my girlfriend.
Okay.
She gives me all kinds of themes.
Back to Echo.
Hi, Echo, once again. She's kind of gave me a list. Hey, why don't you try this and this and this? And I just kind of going down the list, and it makes it easier than me scratching my head. What am I going to do this week? But this coming week, I'm going to do block parties. I'm just going to do different blocks of different musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good show. I usually put together a pretty decent show when I do a block party.
Yeah. And so you, I'm assuming, rely on the internet?
Oh, gosh,
some
yes.
To come up with your songs?
I do. Thank you, Google. Yes, I do. I do. I definitely rely on Google. I remember as a kid, there was no such thing as Google.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we needed to learn something as a kid, we went to the library. We went to the encyclopedias, if your household happened to have encyclopedias. That's how you'd write your reports. Mm-hmm. It was the library and encyclopedias. And I think it stuck with you a little bit more, because you did the work to do it. You had to go to the library, find the book, find it in the book. So all that stuck with you. You tended to memorize it a little bit more than just hey Google, what's da da da. Actually doing the effort, putting out the work to find an answer, mm-hmm. I think was very important. I liked the era I grew up in. I like the era now. It's easier than when we were kids. But you know, when we were kids, we played outside. You know, honestly, guys, you know, you played outside until the lights came on, then you went inside. That's a true story.
Yeah.
That's all the neighborhood kids did that. I mean, all that stuff is true.
The dinner bell brought you home.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we grew up in the same era, Jim.
Yeah. I was a Wheat Ridge kid. I grew up in Wheat Ridge, which was nice, kind of right on the border of Wheat Ridge, North Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up right by Lakeside Amusement Park.
Yeah.
So that was always fun during the summer.
Is that Sheridan?
That's on Sheridan. I lived off of Harlan.
Okay.
So I was closer to the mall than I was the amusement park. But I remember during the summer as a kid, every time the train went around, you could hear where the train was just by where the whistle was. So, the train's coming around this corner. I mean, just got used to it. And the racetracks. Yeah. You used to have the racing on Sunday nights, and you could hear the as it went around the corners too. You could hear it from
this
my backyard.
This was car racing?
Yeah, they had car racing at Lakeside.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they had a little, I think it was a eighth of a mile track. It was a small track, but they did that for, gosh, at least 30, 35 years. So wow. It was a fun time to grow up. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, so that was, it was a time of big, huge political change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really influenced me too. TV influenced me. Walter Cronkite influenced me. I was the weird kid who watched Walter Cronkite at 8 years old.
Mm.
You know, if I had a choice between CBS Evening News and cartoons, I always took the news.
Mm-hmm.
I was always interested by current events.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family would always say, watch this because this is going to be history someday. And, you know, you can tell your grandkids about this. So as a kid, I always watched that stuff. I remember Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the news that night on Kent State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these. I remember Nixon resigning. All these moments in history.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to experience them because my family emphasized the news as
yeah.
a kid. So
I may be a little older than you are, and I would just add, I remember when President Kennedy was assassinated, and the civil rights work that was done in the 60s, and it shaped me just like you're saying these things shaped you. Yeah
I was I remember Kennedy's funeral. I was a little kid. I was almost five, but I remember Kennedy's funeral, and I remember little John doing the salute. I remember that clear as a bell.
Mm-hmm.
We were at my grandma's house, my cousins, my aunt, my mom and dad. We're all watching the funeral on TV. And I remember clear as a bell, little John breaking away from his mom, saluting the casket. And I remember my mom and grandma and aunt just burst out in tears.
It almost brings tears again, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Just remembering those memories back to a time of civility.
You know, you wonder if Kennedy would have lived and would have done a couple of terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would America be like now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's always interesting wondering.
Yeah.
You just never know.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
No, we're not able to know. But anyway, well, I think Jim and I are going to take just a little music break here, catch our breath, and we will be back with you in just a little bit with more of What's Upstream.
was a Beatles set with Ringo. We heard Octopus's Garden and Don't Pass Me By, both of which were actually written by Ringo. And then Honey Don't, Matchbox, and Boys, performed by Ringo. This is Clear Creek Radio, the GOAT, in Idaho Springs, Colorado.
That's some really nice jazz on KYGT, LPFM 102.7 and 109.3, Clear Creek Radio, streaming worldwide at clearcreekradio.com. We play all kinds of music, and that was lovely. Let's see, a couple of other things to tell you all about. I think Jim and I come from the same kind of political place, and in fact, we first met at the Democratic Ice Out rally that we had in January, and I just want to remind you all, we will have another protest rally this Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. At Citizens Park in Idaho Springs. Please join us with your signs and find fellow compatriots sharing our concerns. So Saturday at 11 a.m. We also have the acoustic jam night going on the second Friday, 5 to 8 p.m. Let's see, 3:13. So that was... The next one will be in April, on April 10th, and that's at Westbound and Down in Idaho Springs. Val Heiderson, who is also a DJ here on Community Radio, is an experienced and professional musician and offers guitar and bass lessons. She's based in Evergreen, and you can call Val at 303-907-8020 to inquire, get some more information. So I think that takes care of our PSAs. Do you know of anything else happening right now, Jim, that we should make sure we mention?
No, I think you actually covered it all. I read those things both yesterday as well.
Okay, very good. So talking with Jim Macy today. Jim is the local DJ here who does the Sidetrack show on KYGT on Tuesdays at noon. We've been talking about his show is based on a theme, and his genre is pretty much rock and roll.
Pretty much rock and roll. I had to go back to that. When I first started the show, I told everybody that I was going to play just about everything. I mean, just try to find what worked. Mm-hmm. I played disco. I played a disco show. It didn't go over very well.
Oh.
I grew up in the disco
so
area, so
Rick?
I liked a lot of it, but not all of it.
Is it Rick who monitors your show? No. Who's your friend?
Rick. Rick
so
from Meadow Creek.
Rick didn't really like that show very much.
Well, he tried to be supportive, but, he just did not get good reviews.
I see.
Let's just say that. Another one that really bombed, I did have shows that bombed. You know, out of 107 shows, you're not going to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hit a lot of struck out a lot. I did a show on musicals.
Oh, uh-huh.
Music for musicals.
Mm-hmm.
I like musicals. I grew up on musicals. You know, as a kid, the Sound of Music. You know, all that stuff. You know, Fiddler on the Roof. I loved all that, the music.
Yeah, the Unsinkable Molly Brown.
Unsinkable Molly Brown. Yeah, here about Colorado. Absolutely loved all that. Belly Up to the Bar, boys. You know,
exactly.
I remember that from the movie. But no, that didn't go with my audience.
No, it didn't go with my audience.
Another one I did was crooners. Mm-hmm. I thought I would do crooners, you know, your Frank Sinatra, your Tony Bennett. That show was a little bit better, but my audience is rock and roll, so I try to do different themes with rock and roll. Sometimes I'll play a lot of repeat songs, but it fits a couple of different themes. So, hey, you heard that 2 weeks ago? Well, it fits this theme too. So, mm-hmm. So I get a few repeat songs, but you know, yeah. I do what I can.
And you load them all on your phone?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then you right play, you do your whole show playing from your telephone, or yeah. from your phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just,
your
yeah.
cell phone.
I don't know if I can plug Spotify, but I do it all on Spotify, and I just put it in order and just hit this button, and it just goes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Phones are amazing. These little computers you carry in your pocket are blowing you away, man.
Totally amazing. So, are you a lover of rock and roll yourself?
I am. Mm-hmm. I am. First concert I ever went to was in 1973, and it was Three Dog Night. Mm-hmm. And it was at McNichols, way back in, it was McNichols. And I remember it was one of the first times I ever smelled pot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the heck is that?
Mm-hmm. That's different. All of a sudden, it smells like a barnyard in here.
Yeah, it was different. Yeah, that was my first concert ever. Then I remember going to Red Rocks. The first group I ever saw at Red Rocks was America.
Oh,
yeah, I saw them three times at Red Rocks, and I play their music a lot on my show too. And I always kind of mention that, hey, you know, I always saw them at Red Rocks, and I became a fan. And so I like America. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Groups I play a lot is America. Mm-hmm. Steely Dan. I play a lot of Steely Dan, too. Another fan of Steely Dan. So
really, the rock and roll, a lot of this is the rock and roll coming out of the 70s, pretty much?
70s. I try to start my music probably around 68 to about 88. Like that 20 years, mostly about 90% of my music will be in that 20 years. Mm-hmm. But I'll play some early stuff. I'll play some 50s music, and I'll play some, you know, music from the 2000s. Yeah. But my 90% of my show is within that 20 years.
Boomers coming of age.
Yeah.
Genre.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm a boomer. I'm a solid boomer, you know.
Yep.
But it's good to be a boomer, you know.
There is a lot to be said. We've lived through interesting, interesting times in this country as boomers.
We saw them walk on the moon.
Mm-hmm. 1969, right?
January 20th.
Yeah. I still remember where I was when that happened. Yeah. Momentous that was.
it unbelievable. I just, yeah, it was. I remember I was 10 years old and I was fighting sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was so tired because if I can remember, it happened like around 10, 11, 12 at night in Denver time, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm 10 years old. I'm really fighting to stay awake. But as soon as you start coming down the ladder, I woke up. Mm-hmm. And I recall I was at my aunt's house, my Aunt Vi, with Rick from Meadow Creek. He's out there listening. I saw it with him. I remember that. Clear as a bell. Just all these things, like I said, you know, these different things that happened in history. I'm so glad that my family made such a big emphasis on watching the news, watching history. Because mm-hmm. I can look back and say, yeah, I saw that. I was there. Or I wasn't there, but I saw that. I remember that.
Yeah. I hope this conversation is sparking our listening audience to think back on the memories that shaped who they are. Right? And
exactly.
And their preferences.
Exactly.
And, you know, the music they play. You know, it's... So I hope this is interesting hearing us talk about that, but I'm really also hoping that you out there in K-Goat land are taking a moment to really think about the experiences that shaped you.
Music definitely shaped me. I fell in love with music, honestly, in 1968. I'm 9 years old. I was born in 1959. I mean, I'm an old dude. I just turned 67 a couple weeks ago. I'm getting Social Security.
Wow, a wonderful
thing.
Blows
me away. I'm
Thank you, Franklin.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Yes. Hopefully, it will last my lifetime.
Yeah.
But I remember 1968. The summer of 1968, everything was going on in the world. It was just turmoil. And I remember that summer, my sister, my cousins, we all spent a lot of time at my grandma's house. She had a trampoline in her backyard. She had a big backyard, and with all the neighborhood kids would come over. I remember playing the radio and hearing a lot of music from 1968. I remember Snoopy for President. The song that sticks out of my mind so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Now Snoopy there's for President.
I haven't thought about that song in a long time.
I played that on my show maybe 6-8 months ago. For some reason, it worked in a theme. Oh. So I played, Snoopy for President.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was wow.
Yeah, yeah, and protest songs really getting going. Let's see, when did Kent State happen?
70.
Okay,
2 years later. 1970, yeah,
mm-hmm. 1970. Yeah.
Ohio, the song Ohio by CSN, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful, powerful music. And we're really starting to see, you know, political kind of protest songs being written again.
Bruce Springsteen, The Streets of Minneapolis.
Right.
I played that a few weeks ago. I had kind of a protest song show a couple weeks ago, and I might do a little more political songs again, but I played that as my last song, and oh my gosh. It was the first time I heard the words to that song when I played it, and oh man, whew.
Yeah, and at our protest in January, we had Dan Ray.
Yes.
Who we met for the first time, a local musician who works with a friend of ours, Glenn Sawyer, in his recording studio up on Floyd Hill. And Dan had just written a song. I think we were probably the first audience to hear it, Renee Nicole Good. And
yes.
That has now been recorded, and I think you can find that on Spotify now.
Okay.
Yeah, local musician and powerful song.
Yeah, I was at that, and I remember the song.
Yeah, so powerful times, distressing times call for powerful music.
And
sure.
Music is always has always been a voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a voice of the voiceless, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Puts words into play that people may not otherwise have a chance to say. But when they hear them, boy, they resonate for sure. There's another really interesting part of your show that you do. So tell us about What Do You Know?
Did you know?
Oh, did you know? Yeah. I keep getting it wrong.
Did you know? Did you know?
I love it. You say it that way all the time.
Sometimes I can't find my did you know voice. I try. It's like, that didn't sound right. That does happen every once in a while. You know, I don't get sometimes I don't get enough sleep before my show. I work Monday nights, and I get like 4 hours sleep, and I come and do my show.
Oh,
so
my
sometimes
gosh.
My voice is tired. I don't, you know, I try not to be. I try to, it's what I do, try to wake up, drink a little bit of Red Bull to wake up.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't have my did you know voice. How that came about was I'm going to give credit to Tracy Zillion once again.
Oh.
As she was teaching me, I was her apprentice for 3 weeks. She would do some trivia on her show. And just, you know, a couple of trivia things just to go along with the music. And I thought, that's a pretty good idea. So I just incorporated that into my show. I do four different breaks. I do four did you knows. It's usually about whatever topic the music is about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did days of the week, did you know, days of the week yesterday. So, mm-hmm.
An example of a did you know, do you remember one from yesterday?
Did you know? Yeah, from yesterday. Gosh darn, you're putting me on the spot. Did you know for days of the week? Did you know Tuesday was, okay, let me do it. Did you know?
Yeah, there's the voice.
Did you know? Tuesday is considered the most productive day of the week, and Monday is the least productive. Did you know 50% of all Americans are late for work on Mondays?
Interesting. 50%?
That's what Dan, I always end my did you knows with, I know these facts are true because I read them in the Inquirer.
Well, there you go. You can count on that information.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that where you find it?
No. I Google them, but I end it that way. You know, I don't take myself seriously on my show. You know, I laugh at myself. I say stupid stuff sometimes, and sometimes people get it, sometimes they don't, you know. Usually Rick from Meadow Creek gets it, and he'll say, oh, it was pretty funny, you know, and nobody else will be like, what did that mean? Mm-hmm. Inside jokes. I have a lot of inside jokes that only a few people are going to get, but I do them anyway because they're funny to me.
Yeah.
They make me laugh. So.
And they're probably entertaining whether we get them or not.
Oh, true. Yeah, hopefully.
So, hopefully. Again, it's interesting to me, like, when you were putting together your Did You Knows for yesterday, again, you probably went to the internet. And how did you begin that process? What did you do?
I just simply used to use the words, give me fun facts about days of the week.
Oh.
And it'll pop up a whole bunch of different ones. 225 fun facts about Mondays or whatever, you know, and I'll just kind of read through them. It's like, oh, this one's kind of funny. This one, you know, people had never heard this one before. So I try to do things that maybe they've never heard before, mm-hmm. you know, but so that's how I usually come up with them. It's not the usual stuff you're going to find, you know, if you look up a fact. I try to do a little offbeat.
Sure.
Little offbeat facts.
It must take you quite a while to put together your show.
I usually put the songs together on Saturday and download them on either Saturday or Sunday. Then I put them in order on Monday morning and do my Did You Knows on Monday morning. And then Tuesday, I just kind of read over everything, make sure it's the way I want my show to go, and then I'll come in and do my show.
Wow. But that's hours.
It is hours, yeah.
Hours of
preparation. It'll take me, I'm going to say maybe 2 to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I love to do, so it's not work. It's not work,
like
it's fun.
Work. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of suggestions from my cousin, my sister, my friends. You know, they'll say, hey, you know, why don't you do this theme, or hey, play this song. Fictitious. That's the word. I got to shave my tongue sometimes. People that I talk to that aren't there, but it's an inside joke. When I do Meadow Creek, and when I was, Rick and Linda are real. I always, Rick and Linda from Meadow Creek are real. Jax is their cat. And then I just make up a bunch of names after that as their dogs. I mean, they have a dog named Slugger that doesn't exist. They have a dog named Sport that doesn't exist. They have a dog named Little Suave that doesn't exist. But I always acknowledge them every week. I don't know why. It's just an inside joke.
Kind of fun.
It is. I mean, it's between me and my cousin Rick. It's just between us. But, you know, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny between us. And I do it every week. Done it 106 times, so why stop now?
106. I'm still amazed. I did a show prior to COVID called All People Considered.
Yes.
And I don't think I got to 106. I did that for a few years and interviewed people from the county and always started that show with So what brought you to Clear Creek County? So that's kind of where we started today, isn't it? Yeah, what brought you here, Jim Macy?
And once again, it was the casinos, working in the casinos and just driving up every day. I just got tired of the driving from Golden, you know, the traffic. I got tired of the traffic in Denver. Yeah. In the metro area, it just drove me insane. It's like, oh, my gosh. So I actually lived in the apartments in Central City years ago. Mm-hmm. So I knew what it was like to live in the mountains, and I moved down to Golden and back up here, and it's like I just have to live in the mountains. Not only is it an easier commute, it's beautiful. The people are friendlier. I got a little, you know, I got elbow room up here. You know, I got like, I have half an acre, so I have a little bit of elbow room. Mm-hmm. You know, my neighbors aren't just right on me, but the neighbors I do have are very friendly. You know, they always, I have Clear Creek in my front yard.
Oh.
Literally. I am.
You're
10
right
feet.
Along the creek?
I am. I am. The end of my property to where Clear Creek starts is about 10 feet. So
oh
it's
gosh.
The width of a dirt road. So during
you,
the spring runoff
it?
Is
yeah.
just amazing.
Oh, gosh.
I can just sit out there for hours and just watch it. Mm-hmm. The spring runoff. It's beautiful. I hear the rafters. Mm-hmm. I can be sitting in my front room, and I can see the rafters go by because the river gets so high mm-hmm. that I can see them in the raft, in the canoes, just go right in front of my house.
And the rafter.
Oh, it's great. just opening your window up at night, you know, and just hearing the creek because it's mm-hmm. loud. It's just this loud rumble. I mean, you have to talk out loud when you're outside during the runoff. Mm-hmm. You have to speak loudly because you get drowned out by the sound of the creek, and then is one of the most wonderful, relaxing, beautiful things about living up here is the sound of Clear Creek
yeah.
during the runoff. Right now it was beautiful. I was checking it out this morning before I came in, and it's about half ice and half water right now, so it's really beautiful right in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to, I was going to say I have to bring pictures. Hey, this is radio, not TV. Good Lord.
a little challenging showing pictures
yes,
on our
I'm
shows.
Radio.
Yes,
yes, yeah. Yes. Hey, everybody, take a look at this. Can y'all see this?
See this on my cell phone,
yes,
right?
I'll see this on my cell phone, yeah. So that's really a cool picture, guys. You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
It's a cool picture.
Well, what a fun conversation this has been, Jim Macy. Thank you so much. I'm just wondering if you have any kind of final thoughts about community radio, about, you know, your radio show, about our community.
Community radio is important, especially in these small communities. It's I understand, you know, in an emergency, the police or sheriff's department can take over the radio station. That's important that we have this.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we have this voice that runs through our county. A voice of different opinions, a voice of different music, different genres. It's just a beautiful thing to have community radio. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have K-Goat in Clear Creek County. You can also hear us in Gilpin County. I mean, we go a little ways into Gilpin County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a beautiful thing to have. I love my show, Sidetracks. I'll continue doing that until I can't do it any longer. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about when I retire. I'm still working full time. I'm going to retire probably the end of this year. And I want to do a podcast out of my house. I'm going to continue doing my radio show, but I want to do a podcast and do more of like what you're doing here, more of a community thing and more of a talk show podcast.
Cool.
So I'm going to try to hook that up somehow next year, this time next year, hopefully be doing a podcast.
Very, very cool. And congratulations on retirement. It's highly recommended. I totally love being retired.
49 years. I've worked full time for 49 years, and my legs are tired. Just tired.
It was so funny this morning. I don't know where it came from, but I volunteer in the first grade 3 days a week. And this morning, one of the first graders said to me, they call me Nana, Nana, what are you going to do when you retire? This child says to me, and I said, I am retired, and I get to volunteer with first graders when I'm retired. So it's true. You know, your life opens up into all kinds of new and different things. So doing a podcast, how cool for you, Jim Macy.
And I'm also because of Echo, hello Echo, you get another plug from me, Echo. I'm going to join the Gilpin County Historical Society.
Oh, cool.
And they do a lot of plays and they do a lot of reenactments and all that type of stuff. So on Saturdays this summer, I'm hopefully going to be with the Gilpin County Historical Society. So a plug for Gilpin County. Sorry, guys. I know we're in Clear Creek County, but hey, we're all a mountain. We're all a mountain community. So, you know, let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya, you know?
Yeah. Well, and we have historical societies here, but to my knowledge, they don't do reenactments.
Right. It's more of a, that's why I'm...
Yeah.
Plus, I work there, and I know a lot of them. I know a lot of the people that are in the Historical Society in Central City and Gilpin County. Yeah. So I already know a lot of them anyway. So I'm comfortable with them, and I asked them if I could join, and they said absolutely. You know, this is what we do on Saturdays, and so here in the next couple of weeks or so, we're going to see. Give it a shot.
Very fun.
Just, you know, it's when I'm going to retire. I want to just try different things. You know, I just worked for so many years, felt cooped up going to a job for so many years. Now I just want to just new horizons.
Mm-hmm.
New horizons.
Retirement is for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, in our community, our Clear Creek radio community extends worldwide because people can find us on the internet. In fact, Mark Guccinelli, who typically is here with me doing this show together, is still in Italy, and people in Italy are listening if they want to find clearcreekradio.com. So what a cool thing the internet is.
I have cousins in Florida that tune in to my
really?
Show. So, yeah, it's easy. Just, go clearcreekradio.com and go to listen. Boom, get connected right away.
Yep.
It's very easy to do.
And we're now archiving all of our shows. So your show probably gets archived as well.
Yes, it does.
So we record it when we're doing it live, and then they replay. Sidetracks, replays, when?
I don't know if it does or doesn't. Hopefully it does. They'll do it. But
yeah. All right. Well, What's Upstream replays Fridays at noon. So anyone of your friends?
I can hear the show on Friday?
You can.
Oh, okay.
You can
cool.
listen to it again and
cool, okay.
see what you think. Critique us, Jim.
What do I sound like on the radio? Did I come across as halfway intelligent? Or?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you.
And a very kind man who gave his time today to What's Upstream. So let's see. Next week, next week, because our election cycle is beginning. My guest next week will be Chris Gould, and possibly another person. And I really wanted to do a show talking about democracy and how important voting is in a democracy. I say our election season begins because Republicans and Democrats are beginning their seasons with caucuses and county assemblies, which is where we start nominating candidates for the ballot. So it really is the beginning of the whole voting process that will lead up to the midterms next November. So Chris is going to come on. Chris is running for county commissioner, but we're not really going to be talking so much about that as we are going to be talking about democracy, sort of voting, the election cycle, and being a public servant, and people who are called to be a public servant, including people. I mean, you are a public servant, Jim Macy, coming on this radio show and doing your own. That is a public service.
Well, it's weird to think of it that way, but I guess it is. And I'm proud to do it. I'm proud to be a part of the GOAT, the family here. It's a great family to be a part of.
It is. So please join us next week. Join Jim Macy next Tuesday for Sidetracks at noon. And join me, Lori Beckel, for What's Upstream next Wednesday at noon. And we will go out by playing our dear Greg Markle song. So here we go.
What's going down? What's coming to us?